You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Alisa Pratt on the line, and she's founder and CEO over at Brewer Pratt Solutions. Alisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks so much for having me.
So excited to get into today's topic, how nonprofits can increase their relevance. But before we do that, let's go a little bit further into what you're doing over at Brewer Pratt Solutions. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
You know, we are fully committed to nonprofits and membership associations. They're thought of as just a tax status, but they really are a huge part of our country's foundation and in service to industries and professions and causes. They really make this country run, and nonprofits need growth solutions. So what we do is we help them grow, we help them expand, and we help them engage their constituents.
So a lot of nonprofits listening today, and also people that are in decision making positions in nonprofits. And one of the big things that people want to do, and this is perfect for today's topic, so how nonprofits can increase their relevance. I mean, by increasing their relevance, that gives them the opportunity to grow. So where do you want to start with this topic?
You know, I'd like to start with the concept of challenging times, whether you're in a recession, whether you're facing a recession, whether there are crises throughout the country happening. Associations and nonprofits need to be seeking and striving for relevance at all times. This is not a short-term goal. This is not something you can take on once every few years. Relevance is what you should be pursuing at all times.
And so what is that? Maybe we should do, let's also spend a little bit of time on defining what relevance will mean for them, and the reason I say that is because sometimes when, you're working on your, let's say that you started the nonprofit yourself and this is your baby, right? When you're working on within this, obviously it's the most relevant thing for you and it's your number one priority, but it's not always everybody else's, right?
Exactly. And, you know, to your point, relevance means something different for every organization. In some cases, maybe you're a public affairs organization and you're trying to push a homeless cause, let's say. You know, your relevancy may be wrapped up in the brand or in how many donations you're able to get. Whereas if you're a trade association and you are serving those who are in a construction industry, then maybe your relevance is related to your lobbying efforts or something of that sort. So relevance means something different to each organization of different size, different scope, and different service areas. So it comes down to brand and brand ID, revenue and revenue growth, and then membership or donors, you know, growing that audience. Those are usually the three areas of relevance that I see across the spectrum of nonprofits.
Now, I know this is, as you mentioned, the different types of nonprofits, different sizes, different backstories, but I know being in the industry as long as you have, that certain themes tend to arise over time. Where do you find a lot of organizations go wrong kind of going down this path?
You know, I hate to say it, but associations are somewhat slow to adapt. They also don't, as a nonprofit, you know, you're primary goal, people assume, is not to make money, and that's not necessarily the case. But I see that a majority of them are not do not have a large amount in reserve, so they're not financially sound as you would hope, or able to weather certain downturns or certain financial challenges. So they're slower. They're not as financially robust as you would hope, and that can often hold them back and prevent the innovations that you would like to see.
So, you know, I'm kind of one of those low hanging fruit people. Like, I'm like, okay, well, where's the easy thing? Where's the thing that an organization or people can do right now many times, that will give them some type of result? So and obviously that low hanging fruit that, you know, many organizations listening right now likely have, but really haven't thought about exploring lately?
you know, if you're just starting this investigation or this search into greater relevance, it's really a three-part approach. And you can take this on internally within your staff or within your senior team on your own. You need to first lean into your mission. And that means you need to know what your mission and your vision is. What are you as an organization trying to accomplish? And you have to own that. You have to believe that. And your board of directors needs to be champions of that mission. It needs to live and exist and be seen in everything you do as an organization. So committing to and really leaning into your mission statement, your vision, you know, those core values, that's number one. You know, secondly, it sounds easy, but you need to listen to your constituents. You need to know what the people you are trying to serve need. What are the challenges? What are they looking for? How can you as an organization help them achieve their goals? So you have to listen. You have to ask. You have to have those conversations with those people you are trying to serve. And thirdly, you need to embrace risk. When possible, you have to be willing to take a chance. And with a lot of nonprofits that I work with, it's an investment in technology. You have to put the money into the systems that are going to get you farther. And you have to be willing to take a chance on some of those programs and services that may not be your status quo, but will help you serve that constituency and deliver on your mission in a new and innovative way.
And what I really like about this is in the framework that you use is that for those that aren't listening, that I know you specialize in nonprofits, but what you just described, it sounds to me like every business should be doing this.
Well, you know, I like to think of nonprofits as a business. I mean, they are there to bring in revenue and serve a community. But you're right. I mean, even in almost every professional situation, you need to know your core values. You need to be able to listen and be humbled by those around you that you're trying to collaborate with and benefit. And you need to know when to take a chance. So I won't say that these are necessarily unique or highly specialized concepts, but it's amazing how difficult it is for some nonprofits to go through this internal evaluation and take the necessary steps in these three directions.
Oh, I completely agree. And my only reason to bring that up is I'm like, every business should be listening and doing this. As you describe it, I'm like, wait a minute, Lisa, come on. You're making me think. I'm like, all right, how do we lean into our mission more over here to the people editing this? We're going to have this conversation in a little bit, but that being said.
We can talk about this later, yeah. You can take me to lunch later.
Oh, that's awesome. That being said, so Elisa, if somebody's listening to this and they want to connect and they want to learn more about Brewer Press Solutions or working with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out or follow up?
Yeah, the easiest way is the website, of course, BrewerPrattSolutions.com. But I'm fairly active on LinkedIn as a content generator and leadership speaker and advisor on LinkedIn. So you can find me there as Elisa Brewer Pratt, and look forward to helping nonprofits and nonprofit leaders, presidents of the board, donors, membership directors, take that next step to identifying and achieving the relevance that the organization needs and is capable of.
Fantastic. Well, Lisa, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and how nonprofits can increase their relevance in the marketplace. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave some comments on the video. I mean, love to keep the conversation going over in the YouTube community. And Lisa, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam, so much. I appreciate it.